मौनं व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। After the Mahabharata war over, Yudhishthira was suffering from guilt conscience that he was the cause of great misery, cause of death of nearly 18 lakh people. Not only people, he was the cause of death of teachers and elders. The guilt conscience because of Kartritva Buddhi, that I am the doer. I participated in that, keeping me as the center, entire war happened. So since he had that Kartritva Buddhi, naturally Bhoktritva Buddhi also will be there, that I am going to gain papa. He was an embodiment of righteousness. Very attachment to righteousness is the cause of sorrow in his life at this juncture. He thought that he was the center of entire calamity. He remembered that during Rajasoya Yaga, when Bhagavan Krishna killed Shishupala, that time itself he wanted to prayaschitta with a lot of worries. When he was contemplating on that prayaschitta, that time Vyasacharya came to him and asked for the cause for his worry. There is flashback, the story. So Yudhishthira told, see, such a nice Rajasoya Yaga happened in Indraprastha, and all the rishis and even Bhagavan participated, but unfortunately, I invited a guest and he came and misbehaved with Bhagavan, Shishupala. So Shishupala was killed. So I am indirectly cast for this one. So I am trying to do prayaschitta. Vyasacharya told, for how many people you will do prayaschitta? Now only began. Entire episode now only began. If you start prayaschitta, to do prayaschitta, it will not end. Then he revealed that Yudhishthira will be the cause of a great Kula Nasha, great war. Entire Kula is going to be destroyed. And he told Yudhishthira, you don't have any freedom. You are in the hands of Kala Tattvam, keeping you as the center, keeping you as the instrument. ఫర్ ది రిడక్షన్ ఆఫ్ భూభార. సో కాలతత్వం విల్ యూస్ యూ. సో ఎంటైర్ కులా విల్ గెట్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్. వెన్ వ్యాసాచార్య ప్రెడిక్టెడ్ లైక్ దిస్, యుధిష్ఠిర టోల్డ్, నో ఐ విల్ నాట్ బీ ది సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కులనాశ, ఐ విల్ నెవర్ అగ్రీ. బట్ వ్యాసాచార్య టోల్డ్, యు డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఫ్రీడమ్, భగవాన్ హ్యాస్ ఆల్రెడీ డిసైడెడ్, అండ్ ఆల్ ది స్క్రిప్ట్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ రిటర్న్ ఆల్సో. పాండవాస్ విల్ బి ది సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ ఎంటైర్ ఎపిసోడ్. బట్ యుధిష్ఠిర డిసైడెడ్ దట్ యాజ్ మచ్ యాజ్ పాసిబుల్ ఐ విల్ ట్రై టు అవాయిడ్ మై రోల్ ఇన్ దట్ నాశ. సో హీ ట్రైడ్ హిస్ లెవెల్ బెస్ట్ టు అవాయిడ్ దిస్ వార్. దట్ వాజ్ ద రీజన్ హీ వాజ్ వెరీ మచ్ సబ్మిసివ్ టు ది డిమాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర అండ్ దుర్యోధన. వాట్ ఎవర్ దే టోల్డ్ హీ అగ్రీడ్, నాట్ ఓన్లీ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ రెస్పెక్ట్, దిస్ వాజ్ ద వన్ ఆఫ్ ది కాజ్. వెన్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర కాల్డ్ ఫర్ దట్ గేమ్ గ్యాంబ్లింగ్, హీ కుడ్ హావ్ టోల్డ్ నో ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్, ఐ కెనాట్ కమ్, సారీ. బట్ టు అవాయిడ్ వార్, ఇఫ్ హీ సేస్ దట్ ఐ కెనాట్ కమ్ ఫర్ దిస్ డై గేమ్, హీ హెస్ టు గో ఫర్ వార్. అగైన్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ విల్ బి దర్ టు అవాయిడ్ ది వార్. సో హీ అగ్రీ. టూ ఆప్షన్స్ వేర్ దేర్ ఫర్ హిమ్. దెన్ ఫస్ట్ టైమ్ హెన్ హీ లాస్ట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ గాట్ హ్యూమిలియేటెడ్, ద్రౌపది గాట్ హ్యూమిలియేటెడ్, అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద్రౌపదీస్ అటెంప్ట్ టు గివ్ షాప దే గాట్ బ్యాక్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. గాంధారి ఇంటర్వీన్ అండ్ మేడ్ దట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ షుడ్ బి గివెన్ బ్యాక్ యాజ్ ఎ పాసిఫైయింగ్ మీన్స్. సో సెకండ్ డే అగైన్ దుర్యోధన వెంట్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ అడమెంట్, ఏదర్ దే షుడ్ లీవ్ ఇన్ దిస్ కంట్రీ ఆర్ ఐ షుడ్ లీవ్, ఐ విల్ గో ఫర్ సూసైడ్, లైక్ దట్ హీ వాజ్ అడమెంట్. సో ధృతరాష్ట్ర అగైన్ కాల్డ్ యుధిష్ఠిర సెకండ్ టైమ్, అట్లీస్ట్ నోయింగ్ ది ఇంటెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ దుర్యోధన అండ్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర, యుధిష్ఠిర మైట్ హ్యావ్ కాల్డ్ కృష్ణ ఫర్ హెల్ప్, బికాస్ దుర్యోధన ఈజ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు ప్లే, శకుని మామ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు ప్లే. ఈక్వల్ టు శకుని మామ ఈజ్ అవర్ భగవాన్ ఓన్లీ. సో హీ కుడ్ హ్యావ్ కాల్డ్, బట్ హీ డిడ్ నాట్ డూ దట్ బికాస్ అగైన్ సబ్మిసివ్లీ హీ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ దట్ గేమ్ అండ్ వాలంటీర్లీ హీ గివ్ అప్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్. ఇఫ్ హీ సేస్ ఐ హావ్ గివెన్ దాన, ఎ క్షత్రియ కెనాట్ టేక్ దాన, సో యాజ్ దో హీ లాస్ట్ ఇన్ దట్ గేమ్, హీ కుడ్ హ్యావ్ అవాయిడెడ్ దట్ లాస్ బై కాలింగ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ టు ది పిక్చర్. హీ కుడ్ హ్యావ్ అవాయిడెడ్ దట్ లాస్ సెకండ్ టైమ్, ఐమ్ టాక్ సెకండ్ టైమ్ గేమ్. బట్ స్టిల్ హీ పోస్ట్పోన్ దట్ వార్ బై లూజింగ్ వాలంటీర్. దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఫారెస్ట్ ఆల్సో, 13 ఇయర్స్ దే హ్యావ్ టు, 12 ఇయర్స్ ప్లస్ 1 ఇయర్ దే హ్యావ్ టు లీవ్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్. యాజ్ పర్ శాస్త్ర సమ్ ఎక్సెప్షన్స్ ఆర్ ద 13 డేస్ ఈక్వల్ టు 13 ఇయర్స్. సో భగవాన్ కృష్ణ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ కమ్స్ అండ్ రిమైన్స్ దట్ చలో విల్ గో అండ్ ఫైట్. యుధిష్ఠిర సేస్ నో 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 నో, ఐ కెనాట్ ఫైట్, ఐ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త ఫర్ మై రాంగ్ డూయింగ్. లైక్ దట్ హీ వాస్ రెడీ టు బీ సబ్మిసివ్, కీపింగ్ దిస్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్. ఇఫ్ వార్ కమ్స్ మీన్స్ ఎంటైర్ కులనాశ విల్ హ్యాపన్. టు అవాయిడ్ వాట్, 5 పీపుల్ వీఆర్ సఫరింగ్, లెట్ అస్ సఫర్. దట్ వాజ్ దిస్ ఐడియా. దట్ వాజ్ ద రీజన్ ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ 13 ఇయర్స్ వెన్ భగవాన్ వాంటెడ్ టు గో టు హస్తినాపుర యాజ్ ఎ మెసెంజర్, హీ ఆస్క్డ్ ది యుధిష్ఠిర వాట్ ఈస్ ది మెసెంజర్ మెసేజ్. యుధిష్ఠిర టోల్డ్ ఆస్క్ అవర్ కంట్రీ బ్యాక్, ఇఫ్ దే డోంట్ గివ్ అట్లీస్ట్ హాఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఇంద్రప్రస్థ, ఇఫ్ దే డోంట్ గివ్ 5 తాలూక్స్, ఇఫ్ దే డోంట్ గివ్ 5 విలేజెస్. భగవాన్ డిడ్ నాట్ ఆస్క్ వన్ మోర్ క్వశ్చన్, ఇఫ్ డోంట్ గివ్ దిస్ ఫెలో విల్ టెల్ 5 హౌజెస్. సో దెన్ హీ వెంట్ టు భీమా. భీమా టోల్డ్ నాట్ నెసరీ ఫర్ వార్, నథింగ్ మెసేజ్, ఐ విల్ సెండ్ మీ ఎలోన్, ఐ విల్ గో అండ్ క్రష్ దీస్ 4 or 5 ఫెలోస్ అండ్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. అండ్ అర్జున ఆల్సో టోల్డ్ సేమ్ థింగ్. అండ్ సహదేవ టోల్డ్ ఇఫ్ ఎట్ ఆల్ దిస్ వార్ షుడ్ బి అవాయిడెడ్, 3 థింగ్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ. వన్ ఈజ్ షేవ్ ద్రౌపదీస్ హెడ్ అండ్ అప్లై అన్ ఆయిల్ బై విచ్ హెయిర్ విల్ నాట్ కమ్ అగైన్, బికాస్ షీ వాజ్ హ్యావింగ్ దట్ అన్బ్రిడిల్డ్ హెయిర్. షీ వాజ్ షోయింగ్ టు ఎవ్రీవన్, వెన్ ఐ విల్ హ్యావ్ బ్రిడిల్డ్ హెయిర్. సో దట్ వాజ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ రిమైండర్ ఫార్ అదర్స్. దెన్ సెకండ్ వన్ ఈజ్ Arjuna's Gandiva should be broken. Because of that, it was given by Indra. Because of that divine weapon, this fellow is so arrogant that I will kill, like that he was telling. So that should be done. Third one, you should be arrested, put into house arrest. He was talking to Krishna. So Bhagavan, you should be put into house arrest. Then if you do all these three things, war can be avoided. That means what? War cannot be avoided. That was the idea. Bhagavan, in a mischievous way, he told her, first two things may possible, but putting me under house arrest? Like that he asked. Sahadeva told, first two only not possible for me. Third one is very easy. So there was a competition. Bhagavan took Sahadeva to a secluded place, and it seems he has taken 10,000 forms and asked Sahadeva to arrest. Sahadeva sat in meditation just by power of devotion. He simply tied Lord. And when the rope, that imaginary rope was coming near the neck of the Lord, Bhagavan was shouting, it says, hey, leave me. And Sahadeva told, give me a boon that we will win the war and you will be with us. Bhagavan told, no, that I cannot give. I am Samadarshi. Wherever dharma is there, I will be there, he told. All right, Sahadeva changed the sentence of boon. So give me the boon that you will never go against dharma. So Bhagavan gave the boon. So never go against dharma means always dharmic. Always dharmic means always Ishwara Sannidhi. Always Ishwara Sannidhi means victory, jaya. All these things happened just to avoid the war. Though he was successful, though Yudhishthira was successful in postponing his war for 13 years or 14 years, still he could not avoid that war. So all this guilt conscience were haunting him. As far as Vedanta is concerned, dharma following values in life is a means for purity of mind and is a means for gaining knowledge. It is not ultimate goal of life. Being dharmic is not ultimate goal of life. That doesn't mean now itself you should become adharmic. Carefully I have to explain this. Being dharmic is not the ultimate goal of life. Being Bhagavan is ultimate goal of life. Understood? Ipidi sonna puriyum. Correct. Being dharmic, a man of values, is not the ultimate goal of life. Being divine is ultimate goal of life. So dharma is a simple means. You cannot bypass dharma and get the moksha or knowledge, atma jnanam. In and through the dharma only you have to reach moksha or atma jnanam. Sarva dharman parityajya mamyekam charanam vraja, Bhagavan says to Arjuna in Gita. So give up all dharma. That doesn't mean take up adharma. Understood? Giving up dharma means giving up the satyatva buddhi, the reality in the dharma. The reality in dharma is possible only when I have reality with regard to my humanness. Once the humanness goes from me, the reality of humanness, Shastra says you are not human. You are all-pervasive entity. You have to gain that knowledge that you are all-pervasive entity. So when you gain that knowledge that you are all-pervasive entity, naturally that finitude idea, the idea of finitude that I am human being goes off. Goes off means what? Not physically goes off. In understanding wise, it goes off. Understanding wise, this manushyatvam is made falsified. Understood? Understanding wise, I try to understand that I am not human being in reality, that human body determines the humanness, and this human body is an incidental thing, and therefore humanness also is incidental thing. Therefore, human values also are incidental thing. This is the highest knowledge. So one should give up that satyatva buddhi, they call it. Without giving up, it is not possible to gain that knowledge. That giving up is not physically giving up. Giving up dharma means not physically giving up. You follow dharma even after gaining knowledge. A jnani cannot say, I am jnani, therefore I will do all akramas, he cannot say. Because doing akrama also requires kartrutva buddhi, doership. There must be one karta. So when karta himself is falsified, that is the idea of being jnani. What is the meaning of being jnani? That I am not karta. I am not the doer. Doer of what? Doer of either dharma or adharma. In the sadhana period itself, he has given up adharma. Then he becomes dharmic. Then only he went for chitta shuddhi and guru prapti, then got knowledge. Then he gives up the dharma with regard to his understanding, even though for all practical purposes he follows all the dharmic actions. Say for example, take Bhagavan Krishna himself. Like Yudhishthira, Bhagavan Krishna also was very much involved in that war. Bhishmacharya also was very much involved. And the Dronacharya also was very much involved in this war, correct? But they did not have guilt consciousness. They did not have guilt consciousness. Why? Because they know everything is mithya, everything is from the relative standpoint. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. That's what Bhagavan told. Bhishma Atma is different from Bhishma. Whom you consider a Bhishma is nothing but body. So even when body is killed, Bhishma, the real Bhishma is going to be continue as Atma. Therefore, you can do war. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tattvavit. Pashyan, srinvan, sprishan, jigran, ashnan, gachan, swapan, swashan, pralapan, visrjan, grinnan, unmishan, nimishan, api, indriyani, indriyarteshu, vartante iti dharayan, guna guneshu vartante iti dharayan. These are all levels of understanding. So since that highest level of understanding about oneself was missing in the mind of Yudhishthira, he had this kartrutva buddhi, therefore he was suffering. So to get clarity, he came to Bhagavan Krishna. When he entered Krishna's palace, doorkeeper told, please wait, Bhagavan is meditating. So this statement is very funny statement for Yudhishthira. Bhagavan is meditating. Achha? Devotee is meditating, Rishi is meditating, okay. Yogi is meditating, okay. But Bhagavan is meditating. So he wondered, Bhagavan is meditating? Everyone should meditate on Bhagavan. And everyone can meditate on Bhagavan, but how can Bhagavan meditate? On whom he will meditate? Why he should meditate? These are all the questions were there in his mind. After a few minutes, when Bhagavan came out from his room, he welcomed Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira is elder to Bhagavan Krishna. Oh, Anna, Anna, please come. When you came? All these things, okay. I heard from Dharvan that you are meditating. On whom you are meditating? I never saw you meditate. Then Bhagavan told, I always meditate. I meditate on my own devotees. I have lots of devatas. You have only one devata. But I have lots of devatas. All my great devotees are my own devatas. So I meditate on them. Acha? On which devata today you meditated? Then Bhagavan says, that devata is lying in the battlefield in arrow bed given by Arjuna. Bhishmacharya is in death bed waiting for my arrival. Come, let us go and meet him. Bhagavan will do one action, so many things will be happening, you know. One action, with one action we will fulfill so many things. Now the action is going to meet Bhishmacharya. By this action, Yudhishthira's confusion will get clarified. World will get a Shanti Parva. It's a useful, huge portion in Mahabharatam, wherein lots of dharmic rules and clarity of dharma about the values and righteousness were explained. So the idea was to remove guilt conscience of Yudhishthira And he himself could have told Yudhishthira, these are all Kartrutva, Buddhi, Ajnanam, give up all these things like that. Like to Arjuna, he told, na? Ashochan, Anvashochastvam, Prajnavadamcha, Bhashase, Gatasuna, Gatasunchana, Anushochanti, Pandita. On Gita, he told, he could have, that took very critical time, he told. Now everything is relaxed, he could have asked him to sit there and. The problem was, Yudhishthira revered him as a younger brother. But towards Bhishmacharya, Yudhishthira had a lot of reverence. So the suggestion should come, that knowledge should come only from the place which you revere. Next to you, there may be one avatara also sitting. But as long as you don't revere him, there is no use, utility for you. Understood? In Holy Mother's life, we find a lot of people were there around her. Nobody asked anything, relatives. They asked money. Not about spiritual life anything. And Sri Ramakrishna's life also, you see. Swami Vivekananda's life also. Unless you revere, you won't get that knowledge from that source. So Bhagavan took Yudhishthira to Bhishmacharya, to the battlefield. Along with them, other Pandavas also joined. It's a great congregation. Bhishma is a great dharmajna, knower of dharma. And Yudhishthira is a great dharmavan, follower of dharma. And Bhagavan is dharmasya prabhuhu, master of dharma. And all of them are going to meet. So their meeting will be a great satsanga. Therefore, there is one 24/7 one spectators are there. Yaru? Rishis and Devatas. So whenever Bhagavan takes avatara, the spectators are there always. So yenappa ivaru moor jana hogtare elli yen maartare gottilla banni hogona. So we will let us go there and enjoy that satsanga. So all the rishis and devatas gathered this great conversation. And Shukacharya gives lots of names of rishis. In that group he says, I also was there. So seeing Bhagavan, Bhishmacharya did puja mentally, with all tears in his eyes. When Bhishmacharya was shedding tears, Arjuna wondered that his grandfather was crying due to fear of death. So he told Krishna, hey, such a jnani, entire life he followed values and brahmacharya, he also will have fear of death like that. So Bhagavan told Arjuna, always your problem is this one, misunderstanding is your swabhavika. Never misunderstand, never judge anyone without knowing the intention. Ask him why he cried. So he asked his grandfather, Bhishmacharya, why he cried. So Bhishmacharya says that he could not understand the Lord's Leela, therefore I am crying. Even after this much of dharmic life and knowledge, still Bhagavan's Leela happened to be a mystery. Bhagavan is not mystery, but Bhagavan's Leela is a mystery. Why Bhagavan is not a mystery? Because Bhagavan is myself, that is understandable. It's very clear, simple. Ultimate knowledge is the most simple thing. I am everything, including Bhagavan. That is the ultimate knowledge. That's most simple. But Bhagavan's Leela is under the purview of Maya Shakti. You can never understand what is Maya. You can experience it, but you can never understand what is Maya. For example, you can never understand what is dream experience. You can never answer many questions with regard to dream. I will ask when it started, how it ended, when it ended. You cannot say. So, our Bhishmacharya says, Yatra dharma suto raja gata panirvruko daraha Krishno strigandivam chapam sukhrut krishnas tato vipat. Generally, when a person suffers in life, people attribute various causes for his suffering. Generally, they say he is adharmic. He did lot of papa karma. Therefore, the karma phala has come, and he suffers. Some people will say. Some other will say, due to poverty, he is suffering. Ana illa papa. No money, therefore he is suffering. And some will say, he is weak person. Therefore, lots of health problem and other emotional problems. So, he is weak with regard to health and prowess. Then some will say, Bhagavan's blessing is missing in that life. That's why people suffer like that. But in your case, hey Yudhishthira, in your case means in the case of Pandava, yatra dharmasudo raja, you are the embodiment of dharma and the son of Yamadharma Raja. So nobody can say you were all adharmic. Gatapani Vrukotaraha. Bhima is a man of power, strength. So he is your younger brother. And Dhananjayaha, who has brought all the wealth to Indraprastha, you did not lack in dharma, you did not lack in power, you did not lack in wealth. Not only that, Suhrut Krishna, Sakshat Bhagavan is Suhrut, friend to you all. So blessings are there all the same time. Blessings of Lord is there with you all. Tato Vipatu. Still you people suffered like anything. If people like you suffer in this way, what to talk about ordinary lots? Because suffering is because of either adharma or because of lack of money or power or Bhagavan's blessing. All the things are there with you, but still you suffered. Why you suffered, I could not understand. Therefore only I am crying. But Shastra has a reply for that. So we will try to analyze that. Shastra says everything is because of prarabdham. In the case of an individual, everything is because of karma phalam. Bhagavan cannot give suffering or blessing to anyone without any base. Then everything is prarabdha means what? Prarabdham is powerful than Bhagavan. Correct? Bhagavan is there to protect. And this prarabdham bypasses Bhagavan and reaches you. Correct? Bypasses Bhagavan and reaches you and gives you trouble. That may be the question. For that also Vedanta says, the very prarabdham which is called Kala Tattvam is also Bhagavan. Please try to understand. This Bhagavan allows that Bhagavan to reach you. Even Kala Tattvam is the manifestation of the Lord. Lord allows this own manifestation, Kala Tattvam, to reach you and give trouble to you, not without any reason. There is a reason. But still, he could have protected you from that suffering. But still, he is not protecting you. Not protecting you means what? Not to make you to suffer, make you to grow. For greater purpose, he allows that Kala Tattvam to work on you, especially on devotees. For the sake of spiritual growth of his devotees, he allows all this prarabdha karma to go and affect his life. Because in examination only, your metal will be tested. Without examination, your metal will not be tested. So, how much you are a man of dharma, how to know? So, how much Yudhishthira is a man of dharma, how can you know? Only all these situations should come. Then only, how he responds to these situations with all maturity. Such a powerful people were afraid of telling one lie. Now our fellows, casually, daily 1,000 lies are going on. Powerful people they were. Educated people. They were afraid of telling one lie. Why? Because they know this telling one lie will destroy everything in my life. That conviction was there. Therefore, instead of telling lie, I will go through the suffering. Instead of doing something wrong, one thing wrong, I will go through the suffering. Like that, they were ready. So how you will know that this fellow is having that much of conviction in dharma, capacity to go along with dharma, how you know? Only situation should come and test. Why you should prove your capacity? Then only spiritual growth will happen. Then only you can go one more step called Atmajnanam. Therefore, everyone has to go through trying situations. Even if Bhagavan comes in the human form, he will have trying situations. Understood? That's what our people say. Staying in Vaikuntha, nice. Come to our area, we will take care of you. To whom we are telling? To Bhagavan. If you come as Rama, we will take care of you. Come. If you come as Krishna, we will take care of you. If you take Krishna's life, from the day one or before his arrival itself, enmity started. Trying situations. With all smiling face, he handled according to his capacities. His levels of enemies have to be handled by his level of capacity. Namkala yaro putana or somebody is not going to come. Because Bhagavan knows this much only this fellow has that capacity. So that much only problems come. Problems can never destroy it. We destroy ourselves by not responding in a proper way. When problem comes, immediately we become afraid of, then we go for adharmic way, then problem gets strengthened. During trying situations, a person has to do only dharmic karmas and pujas and other things. What we do? Whenever problem comes, this fellow goes for drinking. Bas. One more percentage of power is given to that problem. This fellow goes for all questionable places. He does all types of adharmic actions and tells lies. So, every violation adds the problem and gives more strength to the problem. That's why in those days they used to say 7.5 years Shani they used to call. That 7.5 years you should be very careful, like that they will tell. First 6 months it will be very, very harsh. Then afterwards, Abhyasa Agatha. It will be normal to you. First 6 months only it will feel some difference. Afterwards it will be. But you stick to dharma, you will not much get hurt. Therefore, everyone including Bhagavan goes through trying situations in life. In the case of Bhagavan, it is not prarabdham. Bhagavan doesn't have any prarabdham. In the case of Bhagavan, why he suffers? Out of compassion he suffers. That rishi might have given one shapa, another rishi might have given one blessing. All these things should be fulfilled. So to fulfill the shapa of Kapanda, Bhagavan Rama has to go. To fulfill the blessing towards Shabari, Bhagavan has to go. So how to go? Wife has to be carried away by a rakshasa. So all these things are there. So it is out of compassion, either for rakshana of the devotee or dharma rakshana. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha dushkratam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami. One sambhavami means what? All problems have come. But in the case of others, prarabdha is the cause. Though all people suffer, if they are dharmic and devoted, that devotees enjoy his compassion also along with his suffering. Suffering situation comes. If he is a adharmic person, a nastika, he will go on suicide or he will become a drug addict. He will destroy himself by depression or anything. If he is a astika and a dharmika, naturally he will go and surrender to the Lord. He will spend a lot of time with devotional practices. Draupadi was about to be dishonored by, disgraced by Duschasana. But Draupadi being dharmic woman, Immediately, where her mind went? Krishna, please protect me. Oh Lord, please protect me. That reminding of the Lord, which is the source of all protection, is the compassion of the Lord. He gives that idea. Hey, call me, I will come. There is a solution for your problem. Call me, I will give that solution. So, suffering is the part of life. Therefore, never judge Bhagavan according to your personal experiences that Bhagavan gave a lot of wealth and labha. Therefore, he is so compassionate. People say, because of Bhagavan's grace, I am happy. Hey, being unhappy also Bhagavan's grace. He sends trying situation to you and you become unhappy, na? That also is Bhagavan's grace only, because he wants you to come back from the pravritti, to come back to him. So never judge Bhagavan's compassion according to your labha and nashta. Your understanding of things are very, very insignificant. You don't know why this trying situation. For this trying situation to reach you, you might have worked 1,000 years before or 1,000 janmas before. Understood? So accept the suffering as a part of life and grow in spiritual life, surrendering to the Lord. And labha and nashta belong to body-mind complex. It can never touch you, the reality. So how to know that? How to know that? By accepting the suffering which belong to body-mind complex and trying to find out that spiritual nature. So life is an insignificant chapter. Physical life is an insignificant chapter. Individual's physical life is an insignificant chapter in the design of cosmos. Vast creation it is. You try to judge the creation and the creator according to your life, na? That is the wrong thing. Yeah, you are the insignificant part of the creation. Never judge the creation and creator, keeping yourself as the center. And you are the one chapter in the page of creation. So understand that vastness. Therefore, Bhishmacharya says, even great rishis failed to understand this karma niyati. It's a very peculiar niyati, but very powerful niyati. Every moment we are troubled by that niyati. Karma niyati. You suffer. Why you suffer? Because you worked for it. No, I don't remember. Not remembering is not the criterion that you have not done it. That's all over. So you have to get that smriti of past janma and there what he did. Suppose Shastra says, if anybody kicks his mother, her mother by legs, he will be in the next janma without limbs. If anybody sees somebody with evil mind, somebody's physical beauty with evil mind, next janma that sense organ will not work. The eyes will not work. Eyes will be there. Eyes will not work. So like that it connects. When I saw that, whom I saw in that way, if you ask, Bhagavan has to give all the proof. Our court la ella proof ide. Arun nim thorsbekku idilla. There is no need for him to show you. You got it, accept it and work for the removal of that suffering. Therefore, Bhishmacharya says, Nahi asya karhi chit rajan puman veda vidit sitam yad vijignasaya yukta mukhyanti kavayopihi. Even kavayaha, great jnanis, they also mukhyanti. Hey Rajan, puman na veda. Asya vijitsitam puman na veda. Nobody can understand this. Karma niyati. Accept the divine providence and do your duty. Now, Bhishmacharya reveals Bhagavan, the greatness of Bhagavan to Yudhishthira. Yesha vai Bhagavan sakshad adyo narayana puman mohayan mayaya lokam gudascharati virishnishu asyanubhavam bhagavan vedaguhyatamam shivaha देवर्षेर नारद साक्षात् भगवान् कपिलो नृपः यम मन्यसे मातुलेयं प्रियं मित्रं सुहृत्तमं अकरोः सचिवं दूतं सहृतात् अथ सारथिं। युधिष्ठिर, इन स्पाइट ऑफ रिपीटेड रिमाइंडर्स स्टिल यू आर अनेबल टू अंडरस्टैंड द ग्लोरी ऑफ this great person who is standing in front of you or in front of me. Yesha vai Bhagavan Sakshat. Yesha means this. Yesha vai Bhagavan Sakshat. He is the Bhagavan himself. Don't consider him as Matule. You people all the time consider this Krishna as son of uncle, cousin. And priyam, mitram, suhruttamam, as friend, as the sachivam, servant, dutam. How you misused your fellows? You send him as messenger, used him as the sarathi, as the worker, like that. But actually, his greatness is something grand, which very few entities can know. Shiva, Narada, Kapila, like that. Great personalities alone can know the greatness of this Krishna. And he is Bhagavan Narayana himself. Mohayan Mayaya Lokam. Deluding this world through his Maya power, Godaha Charati Vrishnishu. He moves among the Vrishnis, Vrishnikula, Bhagavan Ban. Hiding is real nature. At least after this much of happening, try to understand his greatness. Give up your Kartrutva Buddhi by gaining knowledge from him. So in reality, he is neither friend or foe. He is Samadarshi. And he transacts with the others according to their intention. You consider him as Suhrut, therefore he transacts with you as Suhrut. Duryodhana never considered him as friend or Suhrut, well-wisher. Suhrut means well-wisher. So therefore, ya yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajam. You go to temple, you consider it as a statue, it appears as statue. For great bhaktas like Kanakadasa, Purandaradasa, it was not a statue. Understood? So with that statue buddhi you go, you get statue darshanam. You go with Chaitanya Buddhi, you get Chaitanya Darshanam. Understand? You go with any intention, according to that intention only, Bhagavan transacts with you. He doesn't have any ragadvesha towards anyone in particular. Ragadvesha means what? Likes and dislikes, that I have to protect so and so, I have to destroy so and so. These are all because of ignorance. Bhagavan doesn't have ignorance, because according to Bhagavan, none is different from him. According to us, he is different from us. Our ignorance is. But Bhagavan cannot have that idea that so and so is different from me. Everything is me. I am Duryodhana, I am Dushyasana, everything is me. Understood? That idea is there. Therefore, he cannot have any ragadvesha or whims and fancy. And he cannot be an enemy to anyone. Sarvatmana samadrisho hyadvayasya anahangrute tatkritam mativaishamyam niravadyasya nakachit. This vaishamyam, this differentiation in transaction is because of their intention. As far as he is concerned, he is sarvatmaha. Sarvatma means what? Sarvam Atma iti Sarvatma. Everything is me. That knowledge he has. Samadrishi, he is a Samadrishi. He sees everything as one. Anahankrite, there is no ahankara for him. So that Vaishamyam, Tatkritam Mati Vaishamyam, Niravadyasya na Kochiti. That Vaishamyam you see, the partiality you see, is because of your ignorance. But with regard to devotees, Bhagavan himself says in Gita, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu na me dveshyo asti na priyah. I am samaha sarvabhutesh with regard to every living being. Na me dveshyo asti na priyah. Yetu bhajanti, tukara he puts, but, on but he puts. Yetu bhajanti maam bhaktya, mai de teshu chapya. One who is devoted to me, I am with him, he is with me. Natural. So like sunlight, it is common to all. You don't open your window and you cry, I am not getting sunlight. What to do? It is your fault. Understand? Air is there samaha. You don't open your nostril and breathe. And you blame the air. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. Namedvesho asti napriyaha. Ye bhajanti. One who uses me, I am used, I am with them. So therefore, every devotee has a beautiful experience about his compassion in his life. See, in my life also, Bhishmacharya says, in my life also, I have experienced his compassion in such a way. Now also you see what a compassion it is. Tathapi ekant bhakteshu pasya bhupa anukampitam yanme asunte chataha sakshat krishno darshanam agataha. See the compassion of the Lord. At the deathbed, he has come to me without invitation. Generally, at the deathbed, people will come for what? Where this fellow has kept a chavi. Chavi means, you know, chavi, key. Where these shares and other things, whether he has signed or not, any will is there. So people come to those who are suffering and at the deathbed to get something from them. Or at least there are some people, they don't want anything from the dying person, but at least they will come and increase his suffering. Ayo, oktirepa, you are going, leaving me, you have not kept anything for me, what I will do after your period. Like that, they will increase the suffering. Very few people only can come and say that, yes, very good, it is your time has come, are you prepared? Take the help of the Lord and remember him, because he is the only Atma Bandhu. Up to the end, he is going to come. Up to the end means up to you reach another womb, he is going to come. In the form of Karma Rupa, he is going to come. So at least last minute, ena maadi hogappa, Vishnu Sahasranama kedu, something. You hear the Lord's name, do something, lying on the deathbed. So here, Bhishmacharya says, he bhupa pashya, he raja, Yudhishthira, see, anukampitam pashya. Even without invitation, he has come to me. And that anukampitam is what? Ekanta bhakteshu. I am one of the ekanta bhaktaha. Ekanta bhaktaha means one who has an alloyed devotion to the Lord. That is the reason, yanme asum tejataha, when I am going to give up this prana, he has come to me as Atma Bandhu. Everyone has to die. While dying, what we are going to take along with us, or who is going to come with us, that is the question. All can come up to smashana maximum. After that, our own punya papa karma and Bhagavan's blessing. The highest blessing for a devotee is, whole life he has practiced, might have practiced Nam Sankirtana, Japa, meditation like that. So as far as devotee is concerned, that highest blessing is Antima Kala Darshana. Because when he has that darshana, with that last thought, divine thought, he will travel to divine lokas. This is with regard to devotees, not with regard to jnani. Jnani doesn't travel anywhere. Jnani understands that I cannot travel anywhere. Therefore, I am everything. So jnani's death is different from ajnani devotee's death. In ajnanis themselves, there are a lot of categories. Devotee ajnani, karma yogi ajnani, karmi ajnani, dharmi ajnani, adharmi ajnani. Like that, varieties are there. Ajnani category, the highest one is the devotee ajnani. He thinks that I am different from the Lord. So I have to reach the Lord, and Lord is somewhere else in Vaikuntha or some other loka, and I have to travel by Surya Marga, Uttarayana Marga, then I will attain him. That is an idea. It is called Krama Mukti. Devotees always get Krama Mukti. Jnani doesn't get any Mukti. Understand? Jnani doesn't get any Mukti. To understand this, you have to attend our Brahma Sutra class. Jnani doesn't get anything. Jnani understands that I am Nitya Mukta. Jnani understands that I am Nitya Muktaha, neither I was in bondage nor I can be in bondage. Because to be in bondage means there must be second entity. There is no other entity at all other than me. With this knowledge, he just gives up his delusion that he is in bondage, he is going to get mukti or another. So bondage also is a delusion as far as Jnani is concerned. Moksha also is a delusion as far as Jnani is concerned. Understood? But as far as devotee is concerned, since he doesn't have this knowledge, so what he thinks that I am going to die, and the death time Bhagavan's thought should be there. That thought is going to determine my next destination. Understood? Therefore, in Gita also Bhagavan says, Antakale chamam eva smaran muktva kalevaram yav prayati madbhavam yati nastyatra samshayaha. That antakala smarana, if it is a daiva smarana, then Mam Yeva Yanti. Mam Yeva Yanti means he goes to that loka in Vaikuntha or Shiva loka according to his bhava. Bhagavan is everywhere. In Vaikuntha, special manifestations you can say. Like Bhagavan is in kitchen also, but you go to temple only to pray. Understand? Bhagavan is in bathroom also. If he is not in bathroom, he cannot be Bhagavan. He will be a limited. Bhagavan minus bathroom will be there, correct? Bhagavan minus you. Bhagavan minus you is not Bhagavan. There are grand truths. Eh? So, if I go in that line, it will be philosophical class. Okay. So, Antakala Smarana is a determining factor for the next destination of the Jiva. And that Antakala Smarana is itself is determined by your vasanas. Your Purva Samskara. And you don't have control over that final thought. Therefore, Bhagavan told, practice in such a way, you will create a vasana, samskara itself. You try to practice that same divine thought. When you are in need, it will come automatically. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara idyache mayarpita manobuddhihi mameva yeshyasi asamshayam. Sarveshu kaleshu Ma manusmara. Meditate on me all the time. That means what? I should close my eyes and sit. I cannot do any duty at all. Yudhyacha. You have to do your duty. How to remember the Lord doing our own duties? Sri Ramakrishna used to say, if a person has toothache, he does everything with that idea that I have tooth. If a mother gives birth to a child, that mother does everything. She eats, she takes bath, she takes care of the home, she takes care of her husband, everything. But still, one part of the mind will be with child. In the case of Bhakta, one part of the mind will be always with Bhagavan. So our lifestyle may vary, situations may vary, but Bhagavan is the lakshyam. Bhishmacharya lived such a lifestyle, even though he was fighting. Every arrow he will send, Vishnave Namaha, Vishwasmai Namaha. When he was fighting with Arjuna, arrow will come where first? Sarathi only it will reach. Understand? So how to make that fighting action as a puja? Send arrow itself as flower. Vishnave Namaha. Vishnave Namaha means this is for Vishnu. Vishnave Namaha, I worship Vishnu. That arrow should reach where? It should not reach Arjuna. So Bhagavan, it seems, the commentators imagine that. So this, if this go that side, this side, this fellow will get up and, hey, Vishnave Namaha meant for me. I have to take that. If it reaches another fellow, he will become Vishnu. Na? Address should be correct. Understood? So he used to take that all the arrows of Bhishmacharya. So Bhishmacharya lived such a holy life with all values and devotion. Therefore, Bhagavan has come physically also. Now Bhagavan requested Bhishmacharya to instruct Yudhishthira about Dharma Sukshmam. So Bhishmacharya told, at this time you want me to talk Dharma Sukshma? Okay, since you have asked me, I will talk. It is left to you to give me the power of talking, speaking. So Bhagavan blessed him with that power. So he talked and talked and talked, so much he talked. If you go to Mahabharata, that parva is called Shanti Parva, Anushasanika Parva. Two parvas are there. Huge bulk book it is. Varnashrama Dharma, Apad Dharma, Prayaschitta Dharma, Bhagavata Dharma, Moksha Dharma, Sri Dharma, all types of dharmas he taught. After hearing, Yudhishthira got confused. If you tell so many things, what to follow? Because Apad Dharma is just opposite to Sadharana Dharma. Understood? Bhagavata Dharma is just opposite to Sadharana Dharma. Moksha Dharma is just opposite to Sadharana Dharma. What to follow? So he says, Ko Dharma Sarva Dharmanam Bhavata Paramomataha Kim Japan Muchyate Jantuhus Janma Samsara Bandhana. I want to get moksha. What should I do? What type of mantra I should pray? Whom to pray like that? He says, then only that is the place wherein Bhishmacharya gives a beautiful Sahasranama called Vishnu Sahasranama. Very famous, na? It is a part of Mahabharata. Because Shankaracharya commented on that particular shloka, 108, 109 shloka, that has become very famous. Shankaracharya is Saragrahi. 1 lakh shlokas are there. Who will read? So what he did, wherever devotional and Vedantic ideas were there, simply he took it and commented on them. Sanat Sujatiya, one portion. Then Bhagavad Gita, another portion. Vishnu Sahasranama, another portion, like that. So here Bhishmacharya says, Yeshame sarvadharmanam dharmo adhikatamo mataha yad bhaktiya pundari kaksham stavair archan naras sada. Sada archan. You have to always worship. By what? Stavaihi. By glorification shlokas. Whom to worship? Pundari kaksham you have to worship. Bhagavan you have to worship. How you will worship? Bhaktiya you will worship. Without bhakti, worship becomes a mere drama. Nowadays we see in the temples. As the length of the note, so the length of the mantra also. Rudram, 15 minutes rudram, 17 minutes rudram, 12 minutes rudram, 5 minutes rudram. According to the length of the dakshina note. So it becomes a drama. So nama sankirtana bhakti is prescribed here as the paramadharma. Why not other types of sadhanas? Because this nama sankirtana bhakti, telling the Lord's name or singing the Lord's name, can be followed by everyone. And it doesn't involve himsa. It can be told mentally also. First thing is, it can be followed by everyone. No adhikaritva. You cannot study Vedanta without adhikaritva. You have to prepare yourself. Otherwise, everything will go out of the way. So, the sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, even to enter Vedanta. Even to do other yaga and yajnas, you need a certain qualification. Everybody cannot do every action. But this one, everybody can do. Even child also can sing the Lord's glory, old man also. Illiterate also, literate also. Dharmic also, adharmic also. They are adharmic in their life, still they can chant the Lord's name. Morning also, evening also. You cannot do Sandhya Vandanam at 11 o'clock. Sandhya Vandanam during Sandhya time only. Understood? This can be done any time. And no expenditure is involved. And no himsa is involved. In Yaga Yajnats, this Pashubali is there, himsa was there. And those things are not involved. Therefore, Sahasranamam he gives out. After this only, Vishnu Sahasranama comes. everything over. Now Bhishmacharya wanted to give up his body, so he requests Bhagavan to stand in front of him. Tara capacity barbeku namaku. We should ask Bhagavan, hey, come, stand here. Sit here, we have to say. There was no chair, therefore he asked to stand. In our life, you should have that guts. Bhagavan, come and stand here. See, if you are a fortunate person, see my departure. That type of life our life should be. Jnani only will have that courage that I am going to give up my body. So, when Bhagavan came and stood in front of Bhishmacharya, simply he was infatuated towards the beauty of Bhagavan. It's a very bewitching beauty it is. So all the things, whatever happened in his own life, he starts remembering. So how Bhagavan did lot of leelas with regard to himself. He was a warrior by nature. That warriorhood was very, very prominent. So always he was in battlefield and trying to do things, something grand. So how Bhagavan came and interfered with him like that, he remembered. So he gives out beautiful stotra. It is called Bhishma Stavaraja. In Mahabharata, it is very detailed. Here in Bhagavatam, it is about 15 shlokas something. It's a beautiful Bhishma Stavarajam. All those things we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shoshanam Dranam Yaduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jeevana Smaranam Govinda Govinda.